Second Samuel,
Chapter
7.
今天早上我们是从撒母耳记下第七章来分享。
Let's turn to Second Samuel, Chapter 7.
让我们一起翻到撒母耳记下第七章。
Our focus will be on verse 17, but in order to give some context, we like to start reading verse 1 to verse 5.
我们主要的章节是在第七章第十七节，但是为了背景的关系，我们先来读第一节到第五节。
We will read 2 Samuel chapter 7, starting verse 1. Now it came about, when the king lived in his house, and the Lord had given him rest on every side from all his enemies, and the king said to Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but...The ark of God dwells within tent curtains. Nathan said to the king, Go, do all that is in your mind, for the Lord is with you. But in the same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, saying, Go and say to my servant David, Thus says the Lord, Are you the one who should build me a house to dwell in?
撒母耳记下第七章一到五节，王住在自己的宫中，耶和华使他安静，不被四围的仇敌扰乱。那时王对先知拿单说：看哪，我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。拿单对王说：你可以照你的心意而行，因为耶和华与你同在。当夜，耶和华的话临到拿单说：你去告诉我仆人大卫。说耶和华如此说，你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢？
In summary, Lord revealed to Prophet Nathan that David was not the one to build the house for the Lord.
或者总结一下，就是先知拿单把耶和华的话告诉大卫，就是说你不能给我建殿。
But at the same time, God promised David.A descendant who will build a house, and God will establish His kingdom forever.
但同时，神也向着大卫来应许说，你的后裔之中要有人给我建殿，而且他的国度要到永远。
So David heard a very bad news. At the same time, David heard a very good news.
所以大卫他同时听到两个消息，一个是很坏的消息，一个又是很好的消息。
And that's the background to verse 17.
这就是我们再来看第十七节之前的背景。
Let's read from 17 to 20.
让我们再来读十七节到二十节。
And David heard the worst news in his life, at the same time, the best news in his life.
所以大卫是听到了在他生命之中最坏的一个消息，也听到在他生命之中最好的一个消息。
And 17.In accordance with all these words and all this vision, so Nathan spoke to David. Then David the king went in and sat before the Lord. And he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and who is my house, that you have brought me this far? And yet this was insignificant in your eyes, O Lord God, for you have spoken also of the house of your servant,concerning the distant future. And this is the custom of men, O Lord God. Again, what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God.
十七节到二十节，拿单就按着一切话，照着默示告诉大卫。于是大卫王进去，坐在耶和华面前，说：主耶和华啊，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？主耶和华啊，这在你眼中还看为小，又应许你仆人的家至于久远。主耶和华，这岂是人所常遇的事吗？主耶和华，我还有何言可以对你说呢？因为你知道你的仆人。
Our focus this morning will be on this phrase in verse 18. Then David the king went in and sat before the Lord.
今天早上我们这个时间我们要来注意在这一个章节里面，就是于是大卫王进去坐在耶和华面前。
So our topic will be David set before the Lord.
所以我们今天的题目就是大卫坐在耶和华面前。
And we'll read one last portion of scripture, but after that, please return to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
我们再来读一处的章节，读完之后，请大家再翻回到撒母耳记下第七章。
We'll stay in chapter 7.
我们今天是要停在撒母耳记下第七章。
Second Chronicle chapter 15, verse 2.
历代志下十五章第二节。
Second Chronicle chapter 15, verse 2.
历代志下十五章第二节。
And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you when you are with him. And if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
历代志下十五章二节，他出来迎接亚撒，对他说，亚撒和犹大便雅敏众人呢、啊、要听我说，你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在，你们若寻求他，就必寻见，你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we again would, we come before you, we humble ourselves.
主啊，我们真的再一次来到你面前，我们要谦卑自己。
We are your servants.
我们是你的仆人。
We are here to listen to the masters.
我们在这里要听见主人的声音。
You know us.
你认识我们。
You know every one of us here today.
你认识我们中间每一个人。
And you know our needs.
你也知道我们的需要。
You know the words we need to hear from you.
你也知道我们该从你那里听到怎样的话语。
By the Holy Spirit, enable us to speak and translate.And listen to your word this morning.
借着圣灵，让我们可以来说、来翻译、来听。
So that we can experience in spirit sitting before you.
所以在灵里，我们可以来经历怎样的坐在你的面前。
We commit this time into your hand.
把下面的时间交在你手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
So this morning, our focus will be on this.Little phrase that David went in and set before the Lord.
所以今天早上我们就来看这么短短的一句话，就是大卫王进去坐在耶和华面前。
But we want to understand the context of this event.
但我们需要了解这件事它后面的背景。
And in chapter 6, in the 2 Samuel chapter 6, David brought back the Ark of God into the city of David.
在撒母耳记下的第六章，大卫王找到约柜，而且把约柜带到大卫的城里。
With a very great celebration, David ushered in the Ark of God.
在那里有一个极大的庆祝，在这个庆祝里面，大卫就引进神的约柜。
And we start reading chapter 7, verse 1. It's amazing that the Lord had given him rest.On every side from all his enemies.
然后在第七章的第一节非常的奇妙，就是神让大卫王四围都安静，他的所有的仇敌都不来扰乱他。
So we see clearly a connection between the ark of God and the rest that David experienced.
所以我们看到一个直接的联系，就是神的约柜还有大卫他的安息。
The ark of God represents the presence of God.
神的约柜代表他自己的同在。
So there is a connection between the presence of the Lord and the peace and rest.
所以在神的同在跟安息之间有一个直接的联系。
You know, David never experienced this rest until he brought back the ark of God.
在大卫王把约柜带回来之前，他没有享受过这样的安息。
Brothers and sisters, this is something we want to consider together this morning.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们今天早上要一起来思想的。
Are we experience this rest today?
今天我们有没有享受这样的安息？
Are we experience rest in our home today?
在我们的家里今天有没有享受这样的安息？
Are we experience this this rest as you think about your children.
当你想到你的儿女的时候，你有没有这样的安息？
Some of us cannot even fall asleep when we're thinking about our children.
有的人在我们中间想到儿女，甚至连觉都睡不着。
Are you one of those?
你是不是其中的一个呢？
Some of us worry about our children that we cannot sleep.
有我们中间的人为了儿女焦虑到一个地步，睡不着觉。
You are not entering into the rest prepared for us.
所以我们就没有进入到为我们所预备的这个安息里面。
Are you resting in your relationship with your in-laws?
你有没有与你的长辈、岳父母有这样的安息呢？
Some of us will have very difficult time as we deal with the relationship with our in-laws.
在我们中间有些人与婆婆的关系之中是进驻不了这样的安息。
That means we have not entered into the rest that the Lord has provided for us.
如果这样的话，证明我们没有进入神为我们所预备的安息。
Are we resting at our workplace today?
在我们工作的地方有没有这样的安息呢？
Do you have peace and rest as you're thinking about the challenging work environment today?
今天你想到你这样有挑战的工作的环境的时候，有没有安息呢？
As we face many uncertainty, many a difficult situation, do we have rest in the Lord?
当我们面对这么多的不确定，这么多困难的时候，在主里面有没有安息呢？
Some of us may be worried about our health.
有的人在我们中间是担忧我们自己的健康。
Can you rest in your health conditions?
在你健康的情形状况里面，你有没有安息呢？
There is one place we can find rest.
有一个地方我们可以找到安息。
There is only one place we can find rest.
而且只有一个地方我们可以找到安息。
We can only rest in His presence.
只有在他的面前我们才能安息。
Outside of His presence, we will not be able to find rest in Him.
在他的同在之外，我们不可能找到其他的安息。
We cannot rest on anything else in the world.
在这个世界上没有一件事能够让我们安息。
There is no other place for us to find this rest.
没有其他的地方能够让我们找到这样的安息。
We can only find it in the presence of the Lord.
只有在主的面前，我们能够找到这样的安息。
That's why God told Moses in Exodus.
所以在出埃及记的时候，神这样告诉摩西。
God said, "My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest."
在那里，耶和华说：“我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。”
This is a tremendous promise that the Lord promised Moses that His presence shall go with him, and He will give him rest.
这是神一个极大的应许，就是他要与摩西同去，而且让他得安息。
Then Moses turned around and said to the Lord, "If Your presence does not go with us, do not let us."Up from here.
这个时候摩西马上转脸对着神这样说，你若不亲自和我们同去，就不要把我们从这里领上去。
So my brothers and sisters, if you do not have rest today, then we need to consider this matter of His presence.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果今天你还没有这样的安息，今天我们就要来思考关于安息的事。
So that day David was inHis palace.
在那一天，大卫是在他自己的殿里。
Then he discovered something that's not right.
然后他就发现有一件事情不对。
Yes, he said, "I dwell in the house of Cedar, but the ark of God dwells within 10 curtains."
他说我住在香柏木的宫中，但是神的约柜却在幔子里。
And building that house for the Lord is David's lifelong dream.
所以为神建造圣殿是大卫他一生的梦想。
And he told Nathan about his desire.
然后他就把他心里这个渴望跟拿单来交通。
And Nathan said, "Go do all that is in your mind, for the Lord is with you."
然后拿单就跟他说，你可以照着你的心意而行，因为耶和华和你同在。
But that evening, God spoke to Nathan.
但是当夜耶和华就对拿单来说话。
David was not the one to build a house for me.
大卫不是那个为我建造圣殿的人。
This must be a great disappointment to David.
对大卫来讲，这一定是一个极大的失望。
I think this is worse news than anything else that he had heard.
我相信这件事情对大卫来讲是他听见所有事情里面最可怕的一件事。
But at the same time, God told David something very, very great.
但是同时，神也把一件非常大的事情来向大卫讲。
God said, "When your days are complete, and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your descendant after you, who will come forth for you, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever."
在那里，神对他说：“你受束满足，与你列祖同睡的时候，我必使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。”他必为我的名建造殿宇，我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
So who was this descendant?
那他这个后裔是谁？
Was it Solomon?
是不是所罗门呢？
Although Solomon built a house for God, but Solomon's kingdom did not last forever.
没错，所罗门是为神建了殿，建了他的家，但是他的国位没有存到永远。
Solomon only fulfilled a part of this prophecy.
所罗门所成就的只是这个应许其中的一部分。
The only one who could fulfill these promises is the Messiah, our Lord Jesus.
只有一个人，就是弥赛亚，我们的主耶稣，可以来完成这样的应许。
Our Lord Jesus is the Son of David.
因为我们的主耶稣，他就是大卫的子孙。
Our Lord Jesus built a spiritual house.
我们的主耶稣，他就建了这个灵。灵宫
and the kingdom he built will last forever.
而且他所建的国度是存到永远的。
So David heard a great promises.
所以大卫听到一个极大的应许。
It's better than anything he has ever heard.
是他所听见的事里面是最好的一个消息了。
The Messiah will be one of his descendants.
原来弥赛亚是他自己的子孙。
And this was the background of verse 18.
所以这就是我们看到这个第十八节这之前之后的背景。
On one hand, he was extremely disappointed.
在一方面他是极端的失望。
On the other hand, he was exceedingly surprised.
在另外一方面他就有一个超乎想象的惊喜。
So what will you do if you were David?
如果你是大卫，你当时要做什么呢？
If you heard something that is so disappointing to you,
如果你听到一个让你极端失望的事情，
So what will you do?
你会做什么呢？
If you heard something that is so exceedingly exciting, what will you do?
如果你听到一个超乎想象让你激动的事情，你又会做什么呢？
But nowadays we start texting, right?
今天可能我们就拿出手机来那个
we will let the person that we love the most to know either the worst possible news or the best possible news.
我们就让我们亲近的人马上通过短信知道这个消息。
David didn't do that.
大卫没有。
David went in and sat before the Lord.
大卫进去坐在耶和华面前。
David did not complain about his disappointment.
大卫没有在那里来抱怨他的失望。
This is what we do most of the time when we come before the Lord.
很多时候我们到主面前其实就是这样。
David did not argue with the Lord why he should be the one to build the house.
那大卫也没有在那里与神来争论为什么我不能为神来建殿呢？
We often argue with God on many, many things that he had planned for us.
我们经常与神来争论许多他为我们所安排的事。
David was not even discouraged by this news.
而且大卫甚至没有因为这件事而失望。
In other words, David was not offended by the word of the Lord.
或者说，大卫没有因为神的话而跌倒，而被冒犯。
Brother and sister, we are often offended by what the Lord has planned for us.
弟兄姐妹们，经常我们因为神为我们所安排的而跌倒。
And David simply said before the Lord.
大卫就是这么简单的在神面前这样讲。
Brothers and sisters, this is what's been missing in today's Christian life.
弟兄姐妹们，在今天基督徒的生活里面，我们所缺失的就是这一点。
Our life today is so busy.
今天我们的生活这么的繁忙。
We're coming and we're going.
我们来了又去。
We do come to the Lord sometimes.
有的时候我们是来到主面前。
But we never have time to sit before the Lord.
但是我们却没有真正有时间坐在耶和华面前。
The psalm said, "Down at your feet is the most high place."
在刚才唱的诗歌里面说，俯伏在你脚前是最高的地位。
The psalm said,
最高的呼召。
There is no higher calling, and there is no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne.
在那个诗歌里面唱到，没有更大的呼召，没有更高的尊荣，能与俯伏你座前相比。
However, we rarely spend time lingering in the most high place.
但是我们很多时候却在这个至高的之处，在这里进进出出。
Remember what Jesus said to Mary.
记得主耶稣曾经对玛利亚这么
讲。And the disciples.
对着门徒这么讲。
Only one thing is necessary.
只有一件事是不可少的。
And Mary has chosen the good part.And which shall not be taken away.
玛利亚已经拣选了上好的，是不能被夺去的。
Do we have this one necessary thing in our lives?
我们在生命里面有没有这件不可少的事呢？
Jesus said only one thing is necessary.
因为耶稣讲不可少的只有一件。
There aren't two things.
没有两件事。
There is one thing that is necessary.
只有一件是不可少的。
The one necessary thing is sitting.Before the Lord.
而这件不可少的事就是坐在耶和华面前。
Listen to His word.
来听他的话语。
Brother and sister, oftentimes we find no rest in our heart.
弟兄姐妹们，经常在我们的心里是找不到安息的。
Then I will ask you this question.
那我就要问大家这个问题。
When was the last time you sat before the Lord?
你上一次坐在神面前是什么时候？
If you have no rest in your marriage life,
如果你在婚姻里面没有安息，
then I will ask you these questions.
那我要问你这个问题。
When was the last time you and your spouse sat before the Lord together?
在上一次你与你的配偶一同坐在神面前是什么时候？
If you have no rest dealing with your children,
如果你因着儿女的事情没有安息，
I will ask you this question. When was the last time you and your children sat together before the Lord?
我也要问这个问题。上一次你与你的儿女一起坐在神面前是什么时候？
The most urgent matter in our life is to be able to rest in the Lord.
在我们生命里面最紧急的事情是在神面前来得安息。
Well, the world is rapidly descending into chaos.
这个世界是越来越快地进入到混乱里面。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 18, God opened this window, allow us to see David's secret.
所以在撒母耳记下第七章十八节，神在这里打开一个窗户，让我们可以看到大卫所看见的。
To see how you and I today can enter into that rest.
可以看到今天你跟我怎样可以进入这样的安息。
When really, really bad things happened to David, David sat before the Lord.
当大卫身上发生非常糟糕的事情的时候，他就这样坐在神面前。
When he heard a very exciting good news, David sat before the Lord.
当他听到这样令人兴奋的事情的时候，他也是这样坐在神面前。
What happened when David sat before the Lord?
那大卫坐在神面前之后发生什么呢？
What happened when we do come into his presence?
如果我们这样进入到他同在之后会发生什么呢？
How will sitting before the Lord change our life?
怎样坐在神的面前可以来改变我们的生命呢？
Then we will look at David's prayer after verse 18.
所以我们就可以来一同来看在十八节之后大卫他的祷告。
Through David's prayer, we can get a glimpse of what's happening when someone is sitting before the Lord.
在这里我们可以瞥见稍微看见一个人坐在神面前之后所发生的事。
If you and I begin to spend time sitting before the Lord, these three things will begin to happen in our life.
如果我们真的是这样坐在神面前的话，在我们生活里面一定会发生三件事。
There are three transformations occurring in our heart as we sit before the Lord.
在我们心里面会有三样的改变。
The first one, when David sat before the Lord, David was humble before the Lord.
第一件事，当大卫坐在神面前的时候，他在神面前谦卑。
Verse 18, David said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that you have brought me this far?
在第十八节那里讲到，主耶和华，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这地步呢？
When David sat there, he didn't sit there as a king of Israel.
当大卫坐在神面前的时候，他不是作为以色列的君王坐在神面前。
When David sat before the Lord, he sat there as the shepherd boy.
他坐在耶和华面前的时候，是作为一个牧童。
When David sat before the Lord, he sat there as that fugitive pursued by King Saul.
他坐在那里的时候，是作为被扫罗王所追杀的一个逃犯。
He remembered the days that he was overlooked by his own father.
他甚至记得被自己的父亲所蔑视的那个时候。
When Samuel came to anoint a king,
当撒母耳来膏君王的时候。
David was left in the wilderness to tend the flock.
那个时候大卫是被安排在这个旷野里面来牧羊。
His own father didn't think that David would be one of those.
他自己的父亲不觉得大卫是可以做成为君王的人之一。
So as David sat before the Lord, he remembered he was that shepherd boy overlooked by his own father.
所以他坐在神面前，他记得曾经是被父亲离弃的一个牧童。
He sat there, remember he was a fugitive pursued by the kingdom of Israel.
他记得他坐在那里的时候，他记得他曾经是一个被以色列国全国来通缉的一个罪犯。
During those times, David worried about his own life.
在那一段时候，大卫甚至来忧虑他自己的性命。
Therefore, he wrote a psalm in this way.
所以他曾经在这样的心情里面写过这样的诗篇。
And he said to the Lord that there is no mention of you in death.
他在那里说，在死地无人纪念你。
In Sheol, who will give you thanks?
在阴间有谁称谢你呢？
David will argue with the Lord. No, you need to save my life so someone can praise you.
所以大卫在神面前其实是跟神这么讲，你要救了我，我才能来赞美你。
He was pursued by King Saul.
他是被扫罗王追杀的人。
To a degree, even his own parents would not dare to stand with him.
甚至到一个地步，他自己的父母都不敢跟他站在一边。
Therefore, David wrote this way: For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me up.
所以大卫在诗篇里面这么讲：我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。
When David sat before the Lord, he remembered a shepherd boy. How God has taken a shepherd boy to be the king of Israel.
所以大卫坐在神面前，他记得耶和华怎样使一个牧童成为以色列的君王。
He was humble before the Lord.
他在神面前谦卑下来。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you that 80% of our problem today is our inner pride.
弟兄姐妹们，让我告诉大家，今天的问题里面80%都是因为我们里面的骄傲。
Therefore, as we sat before the Lord, we are humble before the Lord, 80% of the problem today will be resolved.
所以当我们真的坐在神面前的时候，我们里面的骄傲被解决，那80%的问题都会被解决。
Because Jesus said, For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
因为主耶稣这么讲，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里必得享安息。
Brothers and sisters, this is what happens when you and I sit before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是当你当我来到神面前，坐在他脚前的时候会发生的事。
All of a sudden, when you sit before the Lord, you are reminded that you are a dust.
是突然之间，当我们在神面前这样坐在他脚前的时候，就发现我们只不过是尘土。
We come from the dust, and we will go back to the dust.
我们是出于尘土，也要归于尘土。
And yet the Lord has brought us all the way from being a dust to now being children of Him.
但今天神已经把我们从尘土高举，成为他自己的儿女。
That's how what happened. You sit before the Lord.
所以，当我们坐在神面前的时候，这就是我们应当看见的。
You sit before the Lord. You begin to think that you are like a vapor.
我们在神面前就会想到，我们只不过是一片云雾而已。
And it appears for a while and then vanishes away.
出现少时就不见了。
The Lord has given us an eternal life today.
但今天神给我们的是永远的生命。
You begin to remember who you were.
你就记得我们从前是什么样的人。
We're like grass.
我们就像这些草。
Our glory is like a flower of the grass.
我们的荣美就像草上的花。
And the grass will wither, the flowers will fall off.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
If we sit before the Lord, we will be humbled by Him.
如果我们坐在神脚前的话，我们就要被神来谦卑。
And David continued to say this. He said, "What more can David say to you?"
然后大卫他这么讲，我还能说什么呢
？For you know your servant.
因为你知道你的仆人。
David knew that he was.Far from perfect.
所以大卫他知道他完全不是一个完美的人。
David knew he was not worthy of God's grace.
他也知道他不配神给他的恩典。
So he said, "For you know your servant."
所以他说你知道你的仆人。
God knew David.
神知道大卫。
God knew all David's weakness.
他知道大卫里面所有的诡诈。
God knew the darker side of David better than anybody.
神知道大卫里面那些黑暗的东西比任何人都清楚。
Brother and sister, God knows you.
弟兄姐妹们，神知道你。
Your friends think they know you.
你的朋友觉得他们了解你。
But they don't know you.
但他们不了解你。
Your parents think they know you.
你的父母说他们了解你。
But they don't really know you.
但他们不真正了解你。
Only God knows you.
只有神知道你。
It's amazing that this God that really knows us still loves us.
但是最奇妙的是，这个知道我们这样的人的人，这样的人，这位神却这样爱我们。
You know, the more that we know who we are, the more we are amazed that God even loves us.
我们越知道自己是谁，我们就越惊奇神怎样爱了我这样的人。
You know, God knows us best and loves us most.
神是最知道我们的，神也是最爱我们的。
How can this be possible?
这怎么可能呢
？No, we know ourselves.
我们知道自己。
We know that we are not worthy of this love.
我们知道我们不配这样的爱。
So David said, "What more can David say to you?"
所以大卫这么说，我还有何言可以对你说呢
？David was speechless.
他在神面前是无言以对。
You know, David was very articulate.
但其实大卫是一个很善于表达的人。
David can find words that nobody else can find.
他可以找到一些别人都不会用的词。
But when David realized that God knows him and still loves him.
但是当大卫意识到神认识他还这样爱他的时候。
Then he said, "What more can David say to you?"
他就说我还有何言可以对你说呢
?This is what happened.When we sit before the Lord,
这就是当我们坐在神面前会发生的事。
We saw how great the mercy of God really is.
我们就看到神他的怜悯是何等的广大。
That's the first thing that happened to us.
这就是在我们身上发生的第一件事。
We're humbled by our Lord.
我们是被神来谦卑。
Secondly,
第二件事。
The second thing that happened when we come.To the Lord.
第二件事，当我们这样来到神的面前
，We begin to see God's heart.
我们可以看到神他的心。
Verse 21,
第二十一节
，David began to see all the great things that God had done for him, according to God's word and God's own heart.
他说你行着大事使仆人知道，是因你所应许的话，也是照你的心意。
Often we don't see that God has done many things for us.
有的时候我们没有看到神在我们身上的心意。
I think many of us will sometimes think that God has not done many things for me.
甚至我们不觉得神在我们身上做了任何的事。
It is because we don't understand God's own heart.
因为我们不了解神的心意。
Once you sit before the Lord, God begins to reveal His word and His own heart to you.
当你这样坐在神面前的时候，神就把他的话，把他自己的心意向我们来显明。
You will see all the great things that God has done for you.
你就可以看到神为你做的大事。
You know, when the Peter followed our Lord Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest.
记得吗？当时当彼得跟随主耶稣到了大祭司的院里的时候
，Peter was thinking that, no, I'm doing something for Jesus now.
那个时候彼得心里面想的是，我现在是为着主耶稣做这样的事。
Everyone else fled. I am the only one and doing something for my Lord now.
其他的人都离开主耶稣逃走了，现在我在为主做这件事。
But when Jesus turned and looked at him as a rooster crowed,
当鸡叫，主耶稣转过身来看彼得的时候，
Peter realized he has done nothing for Jesus.
他就突然间意识到他为主耶稣没有做任何的事。
On the contrary, it was the Lord that has done everything for him.
反过来是主耶稣为他做了所有的事。
Even before he fell, the Lord Jesus already prepared for his recovery.
甚至在彼得他失败跌倒之前，主耶稣已经为他预备了。
Brothers and sisters, are you the one thing that God has not done enough for you?
弟兄姐妹们，你是不是那一个觉得神没有为你做什么呢？
It is because you don't know his heart.
因为你不知道他的心意。
To know his heart, you need to sit before him.
但是要了解他的心意，你要坐在神面前。
Once you have a glimpse of his heart,
当你可以瞥见神他的心意的时候，
You will agree with David, there is none like him.
你就会同意像大卫那样讲，没有任何人可以与你比拟的。
As we begin to see God's heart,Then we will have a different perspective as we see our brothers and sisters.
当你如果看见神心意的时候，你再看弟兄姐妹，你的眼光都要改变。
You know, verse 23, and what one nation on the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people.
在第23节说，世上有何民能与你的民以色列能比以色你的民以色列呢？你从埃及救赎他们做自己的子民。
We love our brothers and sisters.
我们爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
But we do not see them as God sees them.
但是我们没有从神的眼光来看我们的弟
兄姐妹们。But how can we see our dear brother and sister from the eyes of our Lord Jesus?
我们怎么能够从主耶稣的眼光来看我们的弟兄姐妹呢？
You have to sit before him.
你要坐在他面前。
As you sit before him, you begin to see God's people from God's own eyes.
如果你坐在神面前，你就可以从神的眼光来看神的子民。
David has a fresh people of the people of Israel.
所以大卫那一天很新鲜地看到以色列的子民。
He saw the people of Israel as God saw them.
他可以像神那样看见以色列民。
We often understand in theory God loves us.
我们可以从理论上都来接受神是爱我们的。
But we often fail to see how much God loves every single brother and sister.
但是我们经常失败，没有看到神是怎样爱了每一个弟兄跟姐妹。
For all those years, I knew.My mother loves me.
很多年以来，我知道我自己的母亲爱我。
I knew for a fact.
这是一个事实。
I knew from my experience.
从我的经历里面，我知道。
I have all the confidence that she loves me.
我有信心了解她真的爱我。
I have all the confidence that she prays for me every single day.
而且我在信心里面知道，我母亲每天为我祷告。
Even today.
甚至今天。
She prays for me every single day.
她每天都为我祷告。
I also, in my mind, knew my mother also loved my brother.
在我的心思里面，我也认识我的母亲爱我的弟弟。
She must love my younger brother.
他一定也爱我的弟弟。
But I don't see that love as I see her love for me.
但是我没有看到这样的爱是从他怎样爱我这里来理解。
I can experience her love for me, but I can only think she also loved my younger brother.
我是从我自己的经历，他怎样爱我来理解他怎样爱我的弟弟。
And last year we lost my younger brother.
然后去年我们就失去了我们的弟弟。
And now it all became real to me now.
这个时候突然很多真实的事让我知道了。
I begin to see how much my mother really loved my younger brother.
那时候我就看到我的母亲怎样也爱我的弟弟。
You see, that become a real to me.
因为对我来讲这突然很真实。
In the same way, we knew God loved brothers and sisters.
同样的我们知道神爱弟兄姐妹。
But it's not real to us.
但这件事对我们来讲不真实。
It is a theory.
只是在一个理论里面。
We don't feel that.
我们不感受到这件事。
You have to sit before the Lord.
你需要坐在神面前。
You have to see His heart.
你需要看到他的心意。
As I began to see my mother's heart,
我当时就看到我母亲的心意。
Concerning my younger brothers,
是关于我的弟弟。
And all of a sudden, I had a deeper regret in my heart.
突然在我心里面有一个很深的遗憾。
I wish I had loved my younger brother more.When I had opportunities,
我希望在我有机会的时候能够更爱我的弟弟。
Because I wasn't that clear how much my mother loved him.
因为我其实不真正清楚地知道我的母亲多爱我的弟弟。
If I have the sense, I have the feeling, I knew how much my mother loved my younger brother, I would have loved him more than I did.
如果我真的清楚知道我妈妈怎么爱我的弟弟，那当时我也会更爱我的弟弟。
Brother and sister, do you have hard time loving brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹们，对你来讲，是不是有一件困难的事，就是来爱弟兄跟姐妹
？Do you see them as God sees them?
你有没有像神那样看见你自己的弟兄跟姐妹
？Are you willing to pay a price?To have fellowship with them.
你愿不愿意花代价来与他们交通呢
？Do you see how precious they are in God's eyes?
你有没有看见在神的眼中他们何等的美善
？Come sit before the Lord.
在神面前来思想。
When you see His heart, you will love brothers and sisters like never before.
如果你真这样看到神的心意，你会完全。超乎以前那样的来爱你的弟兄姐妹。
This is what happens when you sit before the Lord.
这就是当你坐在神面前会发生的事。
You begin to see His heart.
你就可以看到他的心意。
You begin to look at brother and sister from His own eyes.
你就可以从他的眼光来看弟兄姐妹们。
The number three transformations.
第三件的改变。
As you sit before the Lord.
当你坐在神面前。
You learn to trust our Lord with all your heart.
你就会全心的来信靠他。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
Now therefore, O Lord God, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and his house, confirm it forever, and do as you have spoken.
耶和华，你所应许仆人和仆人家的话。求你坚定直到永远照你所说的而行
As David sat before the Lord,
当大卫坐在神面前的时候
And he began to trust the Lord with all his heart
他就开始全心的来信靠主
And he was able to say to the Lord Do as you have spoken
所以他可以全心的说照你所说的而行
In other words, Lord, do whatever you want to do with me
或者说主啊你照着你所想做的在我身上做
David has a complete trust to the Lord and he asked the Lord to do whatever the Lord wants to do
所以他对神有个完全的信靠让神来做所有神想要做的
Brother and sister we often say we need a personal relationship with God
弟兄姐妹们，经常我们在我们中间来提，要与神有一个个人亲密的关系。
The foundation of any relationship is trust.
在所有这样的关系里面，最根基的事情就是信靠。
If you don't trust a person, you cannot build a meaningful relationship with this person.
如果你对一个人不相信的话，你不可能跟他有一个很深的交往。
As a child of God, we need to develop a complete trust to the Lord.
作为神的儿女，我们需要来发展一个对神完全信靠的信心。
And this trust is developed when we are sitting before Him.
而这样的信心是因着我们坐在神面前所发展出来的。
This was how David developed his own trust to God.
这就是大卫当时如何开始有这样的一个信靠。
Every time David faced challenges, he sat before the Lord.
每一次大卫碰到困难的时候，他都坐在神面前。
Every time.You know, he found enemies, he sat before the Lord.
每一次他发现有仇敌的时候，他就坐在神面前。
Brother and sister, I know that many of us face difficulty and challenges and uncertainties today.
弟兄姐妹们，我知道我们大家都有面对不确定，面对着挑战，面对着困难。
And this is an excellent, excellent time to develop.The complete trust to the Lord.
这是一个最完美的时机，可以来在我们里面，可以来啊，有这样一个对神完全的信靠。
To have that deeper trust to our Lord.
对着神有一个更深的信靠。
I was reminded back into 1991.
经常我会思想到在1991年发生的事。
In 1991, I experienced the first layoff.Happened in the company.
那一次在1991年，我是经历到第一次在我们公司的那个解雇。
I survived the layoff in 1991.
那一次我并没有在被影响到。
Then we have the second layoff in 1992.
然后1992年又有一次的
裁员。Then come to 1993.And we have the third one.
1993年是第三次的裁员。
And in 1993, that the project I work on was completely canceled.
在1993年，我所工作的一个项目是完全被取消了。
There were about 35 staff in the project.
在那个项目上，大概有35个员工。
Just overnight, the whole project was canceled.
一夜之间，整个项目就被取消了。
It's amazing how quickly people disappear.
很奇妙的就是，原来这些人的消失这么的快。
And just in a week of two, where's everyone? I can't see anyone else.
就大概一两周之间，突然间人都不见了。
Me and my one other colleague were kept to clean up and to abandon the project.
那个时候我跟另外一个员工，我们两个人就在那里来清理我们的办公室，要把这个项目结束。
We're given 18 months to wrap up the project.
哦，那给了我们18个月来把这个项目就是最后的完整的结束。
So come to 1995, and that cleanup was over.
然后1995年，我们两个就完成了这样的任务。
You know, at night.In 1993, my oldest son is 6 years old.
在1993年的时候，我最大的儿子是6岁。
And I have a 4-year-old, I have a 3-year-old.
那时候我还有4岁的孩子跟3岁的孩子。
I didn't know that there is fourth one coming.
那时候我还不知道老四也要来了。
So by 1995, I have 4 children.
所以1995年那个时候，我是有4个孩子。
And the project again.Was coming to an end.
这个时候，这个项目是真的要结束了。
And I was given a short-term assignment.
这个时候呢，就有一个短期的项目让我来做。
My only colleague was taken to another project, and I was truly by myself.
然后我原来的那个同事也去了其他的地方，有其他项目，所以我就是一个人在那里。
So I was basically alone with a short-term project in that company.
所以在那个公司里面，我就是独自的一个人，在一个短期的一个项目上面。
And I have about 6 months, and that's about it.
我大概有六个月时间，但是这六个月之后就没有其他了。
And that was the situation that I was in.
那就是我当时的处境。
But it's amazing period where I learned to sit before the Lord.
但那个是很奇妙的时候，我来学习坐在神面前。
As you sit before the Lord, and you begin to have more trust in Him.
你这样越坐在他面前，你就越有一个信靠。
And I was not really worried about my four kids.
甚至我那时候不为这四个孩子担忧。
And I had a lot of time to think about things.
那个时候我有很多的时间来思想很多的事。
And I have a lot of time to sit before the Lord and say, well, Lord, what do you want to do with me?
那个时候我有很多的时间在神的面前来问神，你要我做什么？
Therefore, but in the end, I did not know what would happen.
在这个之后，我也不知道该怎样发生，有什么事要发生。
But I trust the Lord. I trust Him to do everything He wants to do.
但是我相信神会做他所要做的一切事。
I didn't know what that is.
我并不知道这些是什么。
I don't see anything coming out my way.
因为我没有看到前途在前面会有什么事为我安排。
But I knew He knows.
但是我知道神知道。
And He will do what He has spoken.
他会照着他所说的而行。
So I have 6 months to do a project.
所以我有六个月来完成当时的那个项目。
It's one person, just myself.
就是我一个人。
You know, it's so difficult to do things by yourself, right?
如果大家知道的话，一个人来做是很困难的。
Anyway, when I try to link some software to build executable, took me a week.
有的时候我要把这些每一个加在一起，在软件里面来让它运行的时候。
Just to build something took me a whole week.
只是来让它build。让他来执行 ，build is not 执行，it's compile。对不起。
Now if you have to spend a week to build something, just to link something, to create executable, how much can you do in 6 months?
如果你要花一个星期的时间，大声一点，就编辑，要把它编辑，在运行之前你要先编辑，但是花了一个星期，那你这六个月能做什么呢？
Yeah. But I don't know what's the next for me.
我而且不知道下面会怎么样。
So spend quite a bit of time sitting before the Lord.
所以我就花了很多的时间坐在神面前。
One day,
有一天
the Lord opened my mind.
然后神就让我的突然间那个头脑打开了。
All of a sudden, I saw a way.
突然间我看到，哎，有一个解决办法。
So for the next 3 months, so I create something by myself that is working.
所以在下面三个月，我就花这三个月时间来编了一个程，让它来解决很多问题。
So after 3 months.I showed what I did to the customers.
然后这个之后，我就把我所做的向着这些客户来展现。
They almost fell out of their chairs.
他们差点从椅子上掉下来。
They couldn't believe their eyes.
他们不相信他们的眼睛。
They couldn't understand this. It was possible.
他们不相信这样的事可以可能发生。
But with the mercy of the Lord, I did.
但是因着神的怜悯，我把它发展出来了。
So for the next 10 years, I never had to worry about budget.
然后在这个之后10年，我甚至不用去管预算是怎么样的，就因为我当时所做的。
And just from my one person developed into a team.
所以从我当时一个人做的这个事情，就 变成现在一个团体一起来做。
You have to trust the Lord.
你一定要相信神。
I had no idea when I sat before the Lord.
所以当我坐在神面前，那个时候我完全不知道。
He knows.
他知道。
So today is the same way.
今天也是一样。
Doesn't matter what condition you are in.
不管你现在处境如何。
Trust him.
信靠他。
Ask the Lord, do as you have spoken.
对神说，愿照你的话而行。
So how can we come into His presence?
那我们怎样进到他的同在里面呢？
How can we practically, enter into the reality of sitting before the Lord?
我们怎样在实际里面坐在他脚前呢？
And Second Chronicle 15 verse 2 said this.
在历代志下第十五章第二节是这么讲的。
The Lord is with you when you are with Him.And if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
那里说，你们若顺从耶和华，耶和华必与你们同在。你们若寻求他，就必寻见。你们若离弃他，他必离弃你们。
So the question is today, what are we seeking?
所以今天的问题是，我们寻求的到底是什么？
This is.The heart of the issue today.
这个就是今天问题的中心。
What are we seeking?
今天我们寻求什么呢？
If we seek him, he will let us find him.
如果我们寻求的是他，那就必寻见。
If we forsake him and seek other things of this world, he will forsake us.
如果我们离弃他，去寻求这世上其他的东西，那他必离弃我们。
This does not mean you will lose your salvation.
这并不是说我们要失去我们的救恩。
Salvation is secure once and for all.
我们的救恩是一次就永远的、
Salvation、
稳固的。
Is never in questions.
我们的救恩从来不需要去有疑问。
But this is about having a direct relationship with our Lord.
但这件事是关乎我们与神有一个直接的关系。
This is about knowing Him.
这是关乎我们来认识神。
For this,If you want to know him, you need to seek him.
所以如果我们要来认识神的话，我们一定要来寻求神。
If we seek him, he will be found.
如果我们寻求他，就必寻见。
If we forsake him, he will forsake us.
如果我们离弃他，他必离弃我们。
In salvation, God likes a shepherd, he came to rescue us.
如果讲到救恩的话，神就像一个牧者来到这里来解救我们。
However, in this matter of knowing him, we must actively seek him.
但是在认识他这件事上，我们必须要主动的来寻求他。
Then we must seek him on a daily basis.
而且我们要天天的来寻求他。
We should have quality time. We should spend quality time with the Lord every single day.
我们每天都要花这样美好的时间。这样真正花时间与神在一起。
Brother, sister, we do not spend enough time with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，我们没有与神花足够的时间。
If you want to spend time with some person, you will ask this person to sit down with you.
如果你真要花时间跟一个人在一起，你一定要邀请对方跟你一起坐下来。
If I want to know my brothers,
如果我希望认识我的弟兄的话
，I have to.Ask him to sit down to fellowship.
我一定要请他坐下来跟我交通。
But if my brother never wants to sit down with me,
但是如果我的弟兄都不愿意跟我坐下来的话
，and he comes and says I have 3 minutes,
然后他来就说我只有三分钟
，and 3 minutes up, he's gone.
三分钟之后他说我要走了
，and it's very difficult for us to have a deeper relationship.
那非常难，让我们之间有一个很深的关系。
Same with the Lord,
与神也是这样。
If we sit before the Lord, then His presence will become the pillar of cloud in our life.
如果我们坐在他面前，寻求他的面，那他就会用云柱火柱来带领。
And His presence will be the pillar of fire in our life.
哦，他的同在就会像云柱，就会像火柱在我们的生命里。
His presence will guide us.
他的同在要来引领我们。
When he moves, we move.
当他起行的时候，我们也起行。
When he stops, we stop.
当他停下来，我们也停下来。
This is a normal Christian life.
这是一个正常的基督徒的生活。
Do you live a normal Christian life?
你有没有活一个正常的基督徒生活
？Where you are sitting before the Lord every single day.
当你有没有每天与他坐在那里
？And his presence will guide you every step of the way.
如果这样的话，你走的每一步，他都要来引领你。
Brother and sister, no matter how difficult situation you are in,
弟兄姐妹们，不管你的处境现在有多艰难
，the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire will lead us through.
云柱、火柱总要带我们经历，带我们出来。
As David went in, and he found the Lord was there waiting for him.
所以当大卫当时这样坐在神面前的时候，他突然发现原来神一直在等候他。
And today is the same way.
今天也是一样。
If you manage to sit before the Lord,
如果你真的找到时间来坐在他面前的时候
then you will find the Lord is there waiting for you for a very long time.
你就发现神在那里已经等你很久了。
He's waiting for you to come in and sit with him.
他已经等候很久，你进来，坐在他面前。
For those of us who have grown up children,
对于我们中间有些人，我们的孩子都长大了。
Do you have that desire that once in a while your child will come home and sit with you?
你是不是心里面很渴望？不时的，你的孩子可以进到你面前，跟你坐在一起。
Maybe many of you have not have that experience so far, but some of us have.
也许你连这样的都没有经历到，但我们中间有人是可以的。
You know, as a parent, you have that desire that your child will come to you and sit with you.
作为父母，我们心里面总有这样一个渴望，就是让我们的儿女可以进来坐在我们面前。
In the same way, our Father has that desire as well.
同样的，我们的天父也是心里有这样一个渴望。
And brother and sister, this is not a profound message.
弟兄姐妹们。这不只是一个很深远的信息就是了。
This is a very simple and basic message.
这是一个又简单又基本的神的话。
But it is a critical one for every one of us.
但是对每一个人是非常的关键。
Because we live in a very chaotic period.
因为今天我们是活在一个混乱的时代。
There are things happening around us.
在我们周围发生很多的事。
Then we have severe challenge. Every way you look.
不管我们往哪边看，都有很严厉的挑战。
More than ever, we need to sit before the Lord.
所以今时更胜以往，我们需要坐在神面前。
For ourselves, we need to sit before the Lord.
就着我们自己来讲，我们需要坐在神面前。
For our marriage, we need to sit before the Lord.
作为婚姻，我们需要坐在神面前。
For our family, we need to sit before the Lord.
作为整个家庭，我们需要坐在耶和华面前。
For our dear brothers and sisters, we need to sit before the Lord.
为着弟兄姐妹，我们需要坐在神面前。
May the Lord use David to encourage us.
愿意神用大卫来鼓励我们。
David the king went in and sat before the Lord.
因为大卫王，于是大卫王进去坐在耶和华面前。
May the Lord encourage us. We will take the David replace with your name.
希望神来鼓励我们，愿意我们把大卫的名字换成我们自己的名字。
We put our name in there.
把我们的名字放在这个章节里面。
Went in.
进去。
And sat.Before the Lord,
坐在耶和华面前。
May the Lord, speak to our heart.
愿意神对着我们的心说话。
So we can see the urgency of spending time with him.
我们就看到花时间与神在一起是何等的紧急。
May the Lord reveal more of him to us.
愿意神更多的启示他自己向着我们。
And we have this deeper trust in our spirit.
让我们在灵里对他有更多的信靠。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much this morning and allow us to come before this chapter.
父，我们真的感谢你今天早上让我们有机会可以进入到这个章节。
May this is not only a word of encouragement.
愿这不只是一个鼓励的话语。
May that your heart will come through.
愿意你的心意可以在我们身上完成。
So all of us can see the criticality of sitting before you.
让我们看到坐在你面前这件事是何等的要紧。
Separating us from this world.
让我们与这个世界可以分别。
By setting aside those time in our life, so we can sit before you.
在我们的生活之中，让我们真是可以把时间留出来坐在你面前。
Change our heart when we sit before you.
当我们坐在你面前的时候，改变我们的心。
Change our marriage.As we sit before you,
当我们这样坐在你面前的时候，改变我们的婚姻。
Change our family as we sit before you,
当我们坐在你面前的时候，改变我们的家庭。
Change the goals of our life as we sit before you,
当我们坐在你面前的时候，改变我们生活的目的。
So that your purpose will be fulfilled in our life,
所以你的心意可以在我们的生活里面。可以被完成。
We thank you for this time.
为着这个时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.